Let's get to Jen Jolly. She's at USA Today, and she's a lifestyle reporter. Peckish.com is another place we find Jen, if you want to check out her work. And she always has great work, great information, and never needed more than now, I would say, Jen, some of the stuff you've dug up here. How you doing today?
I'm doing so well. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. This is one of those stories, Anna, that we just cannot help people with enough right now. What is it, one in every nine people now are unemployed? It's just absolutely shattering for most people. And I've talked with so many people who are having to make those incredibly horrible choices of, do I buy groceries? Do I pay rent? Do I, you know, let them come repossess my car? I mean, people are really in trouble.
Yeah. Question. And we also were talking earlier that the lower end of the economic spectrum is being especially hurt. The people already living paycheck to paycheck now have no paycheck coming in, or maybe they have a stimulus check and that only goes so far. Hopefully unemployment's kicked in if you've qualified for that, and we've had some glitches in the system on that for sure. Yeah. Especially if you're an Uber driver or you're a gig worker and that kind of thing, those people only just are able to start applying in the state of Illinois, so there has been no money coming in. And the bills, they still do come in, and that's what you you researched, the kinds of help that is out there if there are bills you can't pay.
And this is really important in Chicago, in the state of Illinois. If you can't pay your rent right away, send an email or a written letter to your landlord explaining the circumstances, followed by a phone call. So make sure, you know, sometimes if you just make the phone call, you can't prove that later if you need to go back and show, you know, that there was all that you took all the proper steps to warn them. In some states, landlords will make you prove that you lost your job, but that I've been told by several different groups of housing rights councils, and there's one of these in every single city, tenants' rights groups, that right now most have temporary eviction moratoriums in place, and that means you don't have to prove that you lost your job. You don't have to show your bank account to prove that you're in a hardship. So check in with your state attorney general's office or a tenants' rights group in your town. Always be the first one to reach out and follow it up with a phone call.
The other thing you talk about is mortgages. We've addressed this before, but it's worth revisiting. I know there are different rules if you have a federally backed loan and you don't, that there are different deals you can cut. But in general, you're saying what, you can at least put it off for 3 to 6 months? Is that what you're saying?
Well, oftentimes they will let you waive paying your mortgage for up to 3 months. Now, what happens at the end of that 3 months is you will either have to repay it all in one lump sum as soon as those 3 months are up, or they'll tack it on to the end of your mortgage in your term, your 15, 30-year term. So one of the really important things to know about mortgages is call your lender right away and use the magic words that a lot of customer service representatives are now trained to listen for. If you say you've been sick, you've lost work, or that you're facing other hardships, they're listening to hear you say those magic words, that you've been impacted by the pandemic, specifically with health or job loss. Almost always that gets you what you need in terms of putting the payment off until you can make the payment, or making smaller payments, tacking it onto the end of your loan. The other really important tip here is gethuman.com might be able to help you. So many people have had trouble actually speaking with another person on the phone. So GetHuman will help you see the windows that you're most likely to reach another human, what the call wait times are. Sometimes they'll even tackle it for you.
Mm-hmm. Credit card payments, I want to get to that, because one of the tips that you give is that if your credit score is above 690, well, really, no one I know is thinking about doing this. It sounds like you're saying it's a good idea. Apply for a credit card. Get a new one. Look for one of the 0% interest rate cards.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you have, you know, really stellar credit, 690 or higher, apply for that 0% interest rate card. You're usually able to get approved for one of those oftentimes same day, and then you can transfer balances from higher interest cards and make payments that way. Some credit card issuers, like Apple, we all joked when Apple became a company that became a credit card company, but they've deferred payments without charging any interest. So check with your credit card company, each one. The biggest thing is make that call, say those magic words that you're suffering a hardship.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a lower score, I imagine maybe you can get, you should still shop around potentially for a lower interest rate, because that could matter too. Like, you know,
that just could. But the trick with those credit cards, as you probably know, is if you do transfer everything, say zero balance for a certain amount of months, don't just keep spending more than you can afford. That's something that we as Americans are in a terrible habit of, is living beyond our means. So know that that credit card, in a certain amount of time, whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, all the money that's due on that credit card will become due, and usually they have much higher interest rates than normal. So if you're not able to pay that credit card off in the time period of the zero balance, this is one of those things that catches people up all the time. So just be aware of that.
You have a heading that says, what do you do if you can't buy groceries, you can't buy medication or other essentials? And there are some resources for that. We want to make sure we get to that. Jen, what can you tell us?
211.org. In some places, you can call that number straight from your cell phone. Otherwise, you can go online, just type in 211.org. It is the most comprehensive source of locally curated social services throughout the United States and Canada. You can call, text, chat with a community resource specialist in your area 24/7 to get help with food, housing, utilities, and a host of other needs. Calls are completely confidential, and help is available in 180 languages. This is truly the best resource I have ever stumbled across in my life as a reporter.
Wow, that says something.
Right? They will be homeless. They'll find you a place to sleep. If you're hungry, they'll find you food. This works with United Way, and it is just incredible. And it stretches throughout Illinois. It stretches throughout the United States. So one thing I'm just hearing over and over and over is somebody is there to help when you're suffering. You just have to know where to look.
How about it? 211, and that is good to know. That is great information. 211.org. Happy that you shared with us, Jen. And always appreciate your research. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Jen Jolly, she's at USA Today. You can find her at techish.com, tech and lifestyle reporter at USA Today. Good to hear from. It's 2 minutes before 2. We're going to get to the news at the top of the hour coming up here.